This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. This is episode 8. Welcome. This is Allison Crow, and this is episode number 8 of the Better Life, Better Work show. And hello, hello, hello. I'm so glad you guys are here. So, today we are going to be talking about extraordinary lessons from ordinary life. Extraordinary lessons from ordinary life. I'm so curious how many of you go throughout life, and I feel like I learn 1,000 lessons a week, if not a day. And some of them are big and easy. Some of them are monumental. Some of them are completely life-changing. Some of them are irritating. But the way that I move in the world is I see insights and ahas regularly. And so today, I wanted to share the insights and ahas, some of them just from this week. And the reason I wanted to do that is, number one, I wasn't super prepared. And I'll tell you why. Like, this is an ordinary life, right? Each of you are living extraordinary, ordinary lives. And in ordinary lives, things, oh, Muddy, thanks for all the thumbs up and hearts. Hi, Vivian. Hi, Casey. So in ordinary life, things happen, right? Some weeks go easy, smooth, other weeks don't. And in a couple of weeks ago, I was doing some work on the back end of my website, and there is something that I do all the time in setting up new pages wouldn't work. It happened to be the element where I get paid. I can do all the design, I can write everything, but the element where people register and it all hooks and connects to everything was no longer working. And my team got on it, and after, it took us a week to discover, like searching and figuring out and calling people. And my team got on it, and we finally found out that the server for my website is ridiculously old and out of date, because my website has been through so many incarnations from when it was built. And so we're in the process of making some changes, right? And so first of all, there was that shock to the system. Then there was, okay, what are our options? How much do we want to spend? Spending time getting some quotes, thinking about, and for me, thinking about, what do I really want? So there was a lot more than just this decision, because I just had my website redone a year and a half ago. But also some spiritual things that had happened a couple of weeks ago, helping me realize that my website was like my closet and I needed to clean it out. And so we went ahead and made this decision to change hosting companies and rebuild the site from, well, I don't want to say from scratch, because we can import a lot of things. And I've had the same website for 10 years. Well, not 10 years, 8 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, something like that. And before it was AllisonCrow.com, it was Crow Hill Conversations. And I know everything about the back end of my site. I could walk you through the technology on the back end like crazy. And so at the beginning of this week, or even last weekend, I was sitting down with the systems and tools that we decided on, and it just got really thick. I mean, I spent a whole day trying to learn something new, learn completely new technology. And any of you who've ever tried to learn new technology know how sometimes you want to pick up your $2,000 computer and throw it at the wall. And I found myself behind the screen and all these other things. So there was this one aspect rebuilt, but not from scratch. Exactly. Right. So all these things happen. And then I have on top of that, I'm in the middle of a launch for Camp Starheart. And I'm also, there's the new moon and the solar eclipse. So there's some energetic things going on. And then I'm this human being who's a wife and has friends, right? Like, this is real life. You guys all live real life too. And so instead of some big, huge, profound, like, I am the boss and the guru and the leader of you all, I just want to speak from a normal human place. And it was interesting because as I went to bed last night, what did I do yesterday that kept me from doing this? Normally, about a week in advance, I start getting little downloads or spiritual or inspired for the content. And yesterday afternoon, I was feeling very stuck. I've been feeling very stuck a lot this week. Or I'll feel stuck and then unstuck and stuck and unstuck. And normally those cycles are longer ebbs and flows. But my ebbs and flows have been going back and forth a lot all in one day. Maybe some of you are experiencing that too. And so yesterday afternoon, I had space in my calendar finally, and I sat down and I thought of some ideas. And it was funny because I had done an Instagram story about it, and I noticed on my face, I talked about either doing some business tips, and my face was real growly and scrunchy. And then I was talking about spiritual and life tips, and the energy on my face was lighter and happier. But at the end, I started drinking wine and decided, forget it. I'll figure it out. It will come. Like, part of that was the self-trust of knowing that my intuition and my experience combined always support me perfectly in time, including showtime. And that my only commitment today was to show up, because that was the commitment I made to myself, not just to you guys, but to myself. And so that combination of self-trust brought me this morning. And so the first thing I did this morning, because I hadn't done it all week long, like if you look at, today is March 3rd when this is airing and we're recording. And the last week I've been really bad about doing my morning quiet time. And so today, this was so funny. I woke up early. I thought I had a coaching call with Kay, because we normally do Fridays, but we do every other Friday, and I was out of town. But my brain was a little discombobulated because of all the thickness of the week. And I wrote down my core desired feelings in my little daily Danielle Laporte journal. It says, I want ease and easy pace, abundance of time, energy, money, vitality, joy, and pleasure. And it was funny because really what I wanted was some ease. And I looked at my calendar and I don't have a call with Kay. So instantly, I got an extra hour in my day. Instantly, the universe provided. So what I did, and what I'm going to share with you, and it's not too extensive, but I have 5, 6, 7 of these little insights that came from today that I know will help you in your life and work. So the first 5 are more broad insights, and the last 2 are very specifically business detailed. Actually, is that right? Yeah, I want to double check that they don't cross over. Yes, they do. Well, I guess you could cross. You can always make up a story. So, here we go. And so I love it. It was funny. I told Elise, who is my producer. Bye, Megan. Thanks for stopping by. Elise, who is my amazing producer and is not only here with us on the live show today, but she does all the talented mixing of the audio and stuff like that for the podcast. And she's so cute. She's like, do you need anything before the show? And I said, no, I'm winging it. I should be wearing my little winging it shirt. And she's like, those are the best. And one of the reasons that I do these things and I let myself be completely pro and I let myself wing it is because I want y'all to have something that I didn't have in business and in life. We always, especially when we're in performance mode and achievement mode and trying to grow our businesses, most people out there have their stage persona. And those who have worked with me know that I show behind the curtain all the while. But those who are listening to the podcast or who are newer to me, you may not realize that one of my unique gifts or willingnesses is to pull back the curtain and to let you see the authentic side of me, which means I may show up not so perfect. Or as my friend Muddy here says, oh, look, Vanessa just dropped on. I got a text from her. So I may show up perfectly imperfect from time to time. And sometimes some of these episodes have been so structured and cleared out, and I essentially have a curriculum. And today I just have some journal notes for you. Okay. And those of you who actually sign up to get the extensive show notes at www.alisoncrowe.com/better, the show notes may come out later today because I'm going to follow some of the rules on my little list I'm going to share with you today. So yes, Muddy did hashtag vulnerable leadership. And vulnerable isn't just about, sharing your problems. But what I do want to give business owners and human beings, I want to give you the human perspective on doing this, because I didn't know there were so many things that I didn't know. So we're adding one to the list. This is number zero. This is number zero because it's not on my list, but it's so true. I had an amazing client last week who, hold on, let me get this straight in my mind. Let me take a breath and get this straight in my mind, because all of a sudden three client stories just went through my head. And I wonder if it's two different tips. Okay. Wow, those are all getting stuck in my head. That means I'm not supposed to share them. Oh, no. Okay. Got it. Thank you for your patience. Okay. So one of my clients was talking about wanting to do something but afraid that they wouldn't want to keep doing it. Why do I keep getting stuck on this? Oh, okay. Afraid that they wouldn't want to quit, right? Or discouraged that they would want to quit. And here's the truth. This is the honest truth. It's hard for me to admit this, especially when I'm watching on the live Facebook feed and I see people who've paid me thousands and thousands of dollars to work with me, but they already all know this about me. So the truth is, number one, this is not the first tip, but the number one truth in tip zero is I do absolutely love what I do, and I get paid to be for me. And I can't imagine. I mean, it's like the luckiest thing in the world. It's so worth everything. And at the same time, so this is the queen of both and at the same time, I want to quit all the time. All the time, I think, I can't do this. I'm done. And it's not from a place of negativity, but what I'm learning, there's a quote by Banksy that says, when you want to quit, rest. Oh my gosh. And I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're doing your dream job or you're schlepping paperwork for somebody else and you hate it. If you want to quit, just rest for a moment. And I wanted this person to know that of course they're going to want to quit. They are, even the job and the work, the soul work that you love, I promise you're still going to want to quit. And I don't mean that to be negative. I just want to be real. A girlfriend gave me a little tray, I use it as a jewelry tray in my bathroom, and it says, don't quit. You were born for this. And the reason we have that don't quit out there is because the universe knows and humanity knows and our spirits in us know that from time to time we're going to want to quit. Okay, so number zero, right? Number zero of our eight tips is, and I love it, this is show eight, so eight tips, infinite. And when I wrote the eight today, I saw the infinite and it just made me feel with joy. So number eight, and definitely Elise, write this one down because it's not in my notes, but number eight is, of course you're going to want to quit. And it can still be good. So be gracious when you want to quit. And the Banksy quote is, when you feel like quitting, don't quit, just rest. And I have an image for that too. Okay. Giselle says, oh, you are God's sit. I so want to quit today. Thank you for reminding me that I am normal. Giselle, I really do. I want to quit. This morning I got on my computer and was looking at email and there were LinkedIn jobs. And I even looked at the LinkedIn jobs. Now, here's the thing. I'm not unhappy. It just happens. And I bet everybody on here at some time or another has that thought, I want to quit. And you almost believe it, right? This goes back to episode number one on mindset. Okay. Let's begin. Number one. So we got zero. Number one. This is one that when I hired my coach from a few years ago, Rich Litvin, he was saying that I had already been saying to myself, and it was one of the things I knew that I resonated with him. Slow down. And he always says slow down to speed up. Slow down, you guys. Rushing, striving, overdoing doesn't get you there faster. And I'll have you see today in my journal, stop striving and stressing. Stop it. Stop it. And the reason I'm telling you this is that I have been striving all week long. I've been striving for a couple months. I've been striving since the beginning of the year, which is really unusual for me. Really unusual for me. And so I came back and remembered yesterday morning, it was so funny. So the way I have my work scheduled in my office, I come into my office, I wake up, I take care of my dogs, I pour my coffee, spend a little bit of time outside with my dogs. And then I usually move into my office, which is a very creative, loving space. My altars are here. My journals are here. And I'm not going to lie, I turn on Facebook and kind of check in with the world, but then I usually dive into my journals. And even before emails and all that stuff. And I just dive into writing. I put a little music on. And the dogs are learning to sit in their place right in front of my desk. And I have this easy roll in. No appointments before 10 o'clock in the morning. I do not set appointments before 10 o'clock in the morning. And yesterday morning, I was checking email, chatting with three people on Facebook, solving problems, paying my mortgage online. There were two or three things at once. And then I was trying to journal. It's like my spirit was saying, come journal, sweetie, come journal. I love you. You know what you need to do first. And I was doing all these other things. And so I grabbed my journal almost out of obligation and I caught myself and I realized, Allison, you are multitasking. And that is not the antidote to what you are feeling right now. So sweethearts, slow down to speed up. Rushing, striving, overdoing does not get you there faster. And this leads into number two. This is the truth that proves that number one works. Clarity, wisdom, and the PayPal cha-ching. For those of you that get stressed about money, clarity, wisdom, and the PayPal cha-ching drop in during the empty space. It is law. It is written. So this dish towel that I have, right? Like when it's nice and loose, but the thing is, most of us are running around like this. We are running around like this and we are tight and we are wound and we are going so fast. And the faster we go and the more we add to our plate, the more our system and our energy does this, it cannot breathe. Not to mention, this is what we're doing from the inside, but stuff is hitting us from the outside. When we take the pauses, it's reading between the lines. It's allowing the ideas, the clarity about what to do. So the other day, this was funny, back in that website stuff, right? So I'm in the back end of this website. I'm learning this totally new theme. I'm thinking, okay, everything's pulled over. I just need to recreate a new homepage. I need to put in my new plugins. I probably could have hired it out, but I was feeling a little tight around money. So I was like, no, I'll just knock this out. And so I'm doing it and doing it, doing it. And I text my assistants and I'm like, I hate this fucking thing. We're not doing it. I was like, forget, this was a mistake. And I said, I don't need anything from you. I just needed a Gritch. And I had been trying to make something happen on that website for an hour and a half. The same thing over and over again, and it wouldn't happen. I don't know why. It was like, it's not working. Remember this story, because I'm not going to tell you what Maria said to me at the time, because that's number four. See how this happens in ordinary life. But I did, I got up and I walked away from the computer for a couple of hours. And when I sat back down, I gave some space. I slowed down. There's no timeline for this. There's no timeline. I can work around getting paid. I just can't do it through the forms on my website right now. And so I walked away and I came back and I tried the same thing over again and it worked. It worked. There's something about giving yourself that empty space that greases the wheels of everything. So give space. That's part of slowing down. Okay, I'm going to switch the order of these two because this one follows it. So the other thing Maria said in the middle of my fit is she said, Allison, allow yourself some pleasure. And when she said it to me, it hit my belly like a ton of bricks. And when we're rushing and when we're striving, not only is there no room for error, there's no room for pleasure. And I wrote down here, do you allow yourself to get so wound up and focused that there's no room for pleasure? How had this thing that I love doing, that I'm good at, become this tight, miserable thing? Allow yourself some pleasure. And I realize, you guys, that we need to plan for pleasure. I have a friend named Hank that has a real estate coaching business, and his is live to work. No, work to live. We don't live to work, which I've been doing lately. I love my work and it's okay for me to work, but I've got to switch it back around that the whole reason that we work is to have pleasure. Let me turn off my phone as, going nuts with the text. My mom and my husband are texting me, so let me hit do not disturb. We've got to allow for pleasure, and if we just allow for pleasure and don't plan for it, we're not likely to have it. And so this was kind of funny. I don't remember what day it was. Maybe it was Wednesday. Wednesday, I was done with appointments early, and normally I would have stayed here behind the computer. I would have tried to make connections. I would have enjoyed other people. I might have checked in on my clients. There's a million things I might have done. Or I might have gone and done some tasks around my house. I might have done some dog training, and I grabbed my wallet and I grabbed my husband and I put the dogs in the crate and I said, come on, we're going somewhere. And he looked at me like I was crazy. Where are we going? And he said, I'm not telling you. Because I knew if I told him, he wouldn't go. So I drug him down to Oak Street Draft House that makes these really good raspberry vodka lemonades. And I said, we're going day drinking. They're also doubles. It was beautiful outside. It was sunny. And nobody was there. And we sat outside on the patio, the sun on my eyes, blue jeans, flip-flops, a short-sleeve t-shirt, and that raspberry vodka lemonade. Those are the kind of things I used to do when I was young and successful in real estate. Like, I get to control my time. Since when do I work from 5 to 8? Why don't I allow my pleasure? And what's funny is I told my husband about when I used to work at this co-work space with my friend Debbie DeBerry. Debbie DeBerry and I would be working in the morning, and then we would get all uptight and we were like, we need to play hooky. And so we would skip the rest of work. Not that we had any appointments, but you know, we knew there was work we could be doing, and we would either go walk around town Lake in Austin, Texas, or we'd go day drinking, or we'd go shopping, or we'd go do something fun. And whenever we came back, so this was usually between like 11:30 and 3, we'd take this break in the middle of the workday and just go play hooky. And we'd both come back to our computer at the end of the day and have business waiting for us. Right? We'd have business waiting for us. So it's so funny. You guys, with Camp Starheart, I sold 25 tickets really early. And I have had this dry spell like a mofo, right? I don't know if it's election stuff or people are afraid to make, or they think it's too expensive, or people are really waiting to the last minute. I've also had a really long launch for this because I launched the early bird way back in December. But there's been this long pause of sales that has me freaking out. Not gonna lie. Little side note here. Whenever you put on an event, there's two parts. There's the part of the planning and then the part of being in the event. And the being in the event is the fun part. And really, the planning should be hired out. And so it was funny because I told Bill about this. I was like, I'm pulling back some of that mojo where we used to play hooky and have some fun and bring some pleasure back into the day. And then sure enough, we did that. And then I went back. We came back home. And guess what my phone did? Cha-ching! PayPal, somebody registered for Camp Starheart. I was was like, are you kidding? Of course. This universal stuff works, you guys. It doesn't work to wring it out, to strive and stress and force it. And so we've got to allow some space. We've got to allow some pressure. So some pressure. I've been allowing pressure. We've got to allow some pleasure. The other little side note, and I have a video about it somewhere, is that if you are stuck as far as client creation or anything, good old masturbation will help you out right there, or getting laid, either one of those. But pleasure, and that's a whole nother conversation. Monica will be at Camp Starheart talking about some of this too. But pleasure is an important part of the creative process, you guys. Oh, and why do we put it last? So stop putting it last. I love, my assistant says, yay, day drinking. I always get clients when I day drink. The same thing happened in real estate. I remember pissing off the team leader. She was like, how many of you lead generated? And I was like, I went to the lake and day drank. And I took 3 listings, sold 2 houses, and have a full-time job. Oh, and I'm going through a divorce. She didn't like that sassiness. Okay. Get your rocks off. I love this. Rebecca Davidson, who's another speaker at Camp Starheart and one of my clients, says, get your rocks off to collect the dollars. You know what that, but what that does is it shakes off the stagnation. It shakes off the tension. It shakes off the tightness. Anybody that's had an orgasm knows like the release you feel when it's over. And that's what pleasure does. So number 3 was allow yourself from pleasure. Okay, number 4. Monica and I discussed a little bit of this yesterday. Y'all know I love Facebook. I love social media. I love online. I had my first computer as a little girl. My Aunt Joanne was an IT teacher who said these little machines are going to change the world. I met my first husband online when nobody was meeting anybody online, and I was one of 3 adults over 30 that was on Facebook in 2008. I love it. I get a lot of connection. I even have happy hours on Zoom with friends from all around the world. And I'm so thankful for the blessings. And because I get so much connection and love from Facebook, I forget. So this is number 4. We need face-to-face connection, closeness, conversation, and interaction. We need face-to-face connection, closeness, conversation, and interaction. I sit here and Ashley Woods is on the live stream and she just made a comment. And Ashley Woods came to this event that I did the other night. I've seen Ashley for a couple years on Facebook. I adore her. She knows Kayla and Lacey, 2 of my friends and colleagues and sisters, and I've known Ashley online for a long time, and I can right now, I can feel, we took a picture and we hugged each other, and I can feel her hug right now. I can feel her physical touch. I can feel that, and it nourishes the cells in my body. And I didn't realize, because I'm in this new town and I'm a homebody and I'm an introvert, and I do have a few friends here, and a lot of times they're inviting me to things, and a lot of times they're late at night, so I don't go. But the other night helped me realize, and it wasn't just with people I know. I went around the room and introduced myself to other people I didn't know, and I had fascinating conversations in person, face-to-face, with all kinds of different people. But there was something about being in that room face-to-face, connection, closeness, conversation with both old friends and new, because my table was full of people I know and a couple of people I don't know, that I was so energetically full. Something came alive in me that had been dormant and had been sleeping because I had been out of that physical connection and been relying too much on the interwebs, because I do get a lot of support and love from there. So make some time, set an appointment with a friend. Instead of meeting, go to a new meeting. Like if you're like me and all my networking is done on Facebook, I don't really do. You know what I did? I signed up for Denton County Democrats, and I'm going to go to this Denton Women's Day. I don't ever go to local things like that. I'm not terrified, but I'm a little nervous. But it's like, oh, wow. Like I do need to do some, not just networking, it's not networking, but somebody asked me to go to coffee the other day and I almost had a panic attack. I was like, I don't do coffee. I don't meet with people locally. I'm a little hermit here. I go out on my terms. And I realized, Allison, you need some human connection, woman. And I bet you do too, because all of you that are here listening, I love technology and we've got to give ourselves some human connection. Okay. Remember that one, the human connection, for when we get to the business stuff. I've got one more on this personal side. So number five. Oh my gosh, this was good. Be clear with what you want. Number five, be explicitly clear with what you want. Own what you want from the inside first. Before we demand or ask of it of the world, we've got to own it first. It doesn't mean you'll get it, but the universe cannot deliver it to you until you get clear. And I realize so many ways I have these ambivalent wants. Oh yeah, I want abundance. I want this. So here's what happened that helped me learn this. I was talking to Stacey Nelson, who is my BFF, and we talk every single day. We have coffee together and we talk on Instant Messenger. And she is coming out to Camp Starheart. And she had said something. She was like, I can't wait to spend time with my bestie, but you're going to be in event planning mode. And in my head, I was thinking, I want you to come a day early. You know, and I kind of, in my mind, I didn't say it to her, but in my mind, I was like, I want her to come a day early. The event starts on a Wednesday night at 4:00. And she said, well, my flight gets in at 5:50. And inside my head and inside my body, I'm thinking, no, you have to be there when it starts. Like the opening ceremony is this. And I didn't say any of that to her. And all of a sudden, all this learning is coming in. And I finally said to her, like, why hadn't I said, Stacy, I'm going to be there on the 18th. I want you to come a day early. And if you can't come a day early, you need to get there in time. Like all my speakers need to be there in time for the opening ceremony. I don't want people blowing off the first night. It's not a blow off night. It's actually one of the most important nights. But I had to own that that's what I wanted, because what I was doing was I didn't want to pressure Stacy. I was in people pleasing mode, you guys. And the universe can't give to us, can't support us, can't answer our prayers, our desires, our requests, unless we own it and then request it. Now, it doesn't mean Stacy was going to say yes. I have one client who's coming to Camp Starheart, and I tend to schedule Camp Starheart on her son's birthday, and she's committed to being home for her son's birthday. So she ain't coming the first night. Stacy doesn't have that. My other speakers don't have that. And the other people registered. And so I went in and said, it is my expectation and hope that you will absolutely make this night important to you and that you will be here. And you can come a day early and relax. So it was fun because I told Stacy, I was like, but I did it in a mousy way. I was like, well, will you check the day before? And it was so funny because I'm over here learning. She's checking flights. And she says, oh, yeah, that works perfect. And it's even cheaper that day. There's a sale for that day. So she's coming in the day before I have to get in planning mode. We'll have an evening together of just being able to be friends before I get into plenty clients are coming in mode. But you guys, it was just so clear. It was like I could hear the universe saying, ask Stacy for what you want. What is it that you want? You guys, get clear and then get even clearer. And a lot of times I am really relaxed and go with the flow, but there are times when absolutely I want something. But because I'm so relaxed and go with the flow, a lot of times I forget, hey, no, wait a minute. This is something I want. I would like to be clear about it, right? Another one, Ashley, I don't know if you're still here, but I had a unique, Ashley is an amazing photographer. And at one point she sent me a message and say, I don't know if you have a photographer for your event. But I'd love to come to the event in exchange for it. And the friend in me, the people pleaser in me, wanted to say yes. But the fact is, I have two photographers in the room. And I don't have space for gift tickets. And the gift tickets have gone to my clients who paid for a $12,000 or $9,000 coaching program. And so I I don't have space for that. And so I wrote back because I was like, oh, I'll think about it, because I kind of in my mind, I wanted to make a way to make it work. And so I wrote her back and I said, you know what? I didn't answer as the professional me. I answered as the friend me that really wants you in the room. But the professional answer is, my bases are covered. Thank you so much for your request. And I'd still love it if you can come. And it was funny because I do have a couple of other photographers in the room. And interestingly, and it's not normally something that I would invest money in at this stage of this event. And one of my clients is also a professional photographer. And she said, hey, I'm bringing my camera. And so it was like, I had to be very clear with what I wanted. And I had to be clear with what was more important to me. Was it to have a photographer in the room? Or at this point, it's to have, you know, have an amazing full event with a profit. And that's another one that I've had a hard time allowing myself. There is nothing wrong with, Kay told me, she's so funny, when I had out my spreadsheet for, here I go again, behind the scenes of this. Nobody tells you these things about launches. Nobody tells these things about how much it costs to put on an event. And so I got out my, I have a spreadsheet down to the penny. And I'm not just talking the penny they quote you. I'm talking adding in the 22% service fee and the 14% tax fee. Right. So I've pre-calculated all that other stuff and I have down to the penny my cost and I have down to the penny. And it's so easy to look at the cost of the event versus the money that's come in. And what I have not been willing to do because I haven't been clear or I haven't given myself the permission is to want to prosper in this event, to want to pay myself. Now, here's what's interesting. I have no problem when somebody calls and says, Allison, I want you to come speak or I want you to come teach. My fee is $3,300 a day plus travel and expenses. But I won't pay myself even $1,000 a day to be at my own event. Like there's something I'm working on and I'm sharing this ordinary real life stuff with you. Right? Ashley says profits are good. Right? And so it's like, wait a minute. This goes back to what do I want? What do I want? Own it. I want to do this event and have it profit. I want to pay everybody in the room. Not everybody in the room that's coming to serve and help is getting paid. And I want the people exchanging their energy to get paid cash money, right? And so it's like, I got to own that. And when I own that, then the energy comes through. Not only does the energy come through from the universe, but I change my behavior. I change my behavior. And so I did the same thing. I'm going back to Ashley's story. When I owned what I wanted, I want her to be in the room and I wanted her to pay for a ticket. And it turns out she's going to be at a coaching training, so she can't come. But that's the thing. It was like so much clearer than whatever the universe wants to give me. And I'm reminded of that fact, this or better. When we ask the universe, instead of, okay, universe, whatever you want to give me, universe, this is what I want, this or better, and own it. And the universe gets source, God or source or spirit. When the two of you are partnering together, all that shit gets good. So be clear with what you want. You look very calming today, like the gray. Oh, thank you. I like gray too, except for I didn't wear pink lipstick because I don't have it down here. I have a little a little makeup set here for doing all the live streams. Okay. So far, what are y'all getting? Are you learning something? Are you getting some insight and value of today? And then I have two very specific business tips. These are important too. These are actually money-making tips. Two things that you can do in your business today that will change the money making. Okay, are you ready for the two business tips? And I'm guilty of both of these. I know better, right? I know better. Ooh, here's a new slogan for our new sub-slogan for the Better Life, Better Work. Know better, do better, right? If you know better, do better. Don't just know better and ditch it. Know better, do better. Okay. This is all of episode number two. Episode number two. If you have not watched or listened to episode number two, and I highly recommend that you go find the video, especially those of you on the podcast. I get that I love podcasts. That's why not everybody has time to sit down for an hour, but I can walk around that treadmill and listen. But I'm telling you, you're going to want to go watch. Is it episode number two? That's the sales video. I taught a really powerful sales course, okay? So face-to-face and voice-to-voice. Face-to-face and voice-to-voice. versus being a telephone pole. So here's what's funny. I told you about the Can't Star Heart registrant that came across, and this woman named Darlene, and she sent me a message. She says, I just registered for Can't Star Heart. I'm so excited to come. Muddy, who is my friend that's going to be in there doing the graphic recording. Muddy was there last year. Muddy made a personal video to send to 10 people. And Darlene was one of those people. And she said, I came because Muddy sent me this video. She dropped $1,111 because Muddy sent a face-to-face invitation to her. You want to know why my sales have been a little slower? Because you cannot expect to put a flyer on a telephone pole and it fill a room. It ain't going to fill a room. Social media marketing makes it so easy for us to just post an offering. But nobody wants to just be the poster girl. They want to feel special. They want to feel invited. There is nothing like a personal connection or invitation. Yes, this means that we have to risk a face-to-face or voice-to-voice no. You can handle it. And so you know what I did yesterday? I have a friend and kind of mentorish woman that I adore. I see her a couple of times a year. She lives out in LA. And she was on my mind so much. She likes every single one of my Instagram posts. And every time I see her, just this, there's this burst of love that goes through. And she feels like she could be a mentor to me. And so I made a video. I sat out on the back very specifically to her, named her. And I told her, I said, I feel a little silly doing this. But I just wanted you to know that this is how I feel about you. This is how I think of you. And I want you to come to this event. If there's anybody I want to be in the room, you're one of the people I want to be in the room. And her response was so precious. And she goes, well, it kind of depends. What are the dates? Like, you know, I know she'd seen my stuff, but she didn't know what the dates were. She's like, I'm totally in if the dates work. The dates don't work. She actually has a trip that weekend to Boston. But her response after that was like, you need to know that you're the kind of person I want to spend time with. And it made me, so even though I got a no, I've developed deeper relationship. And now we have plans to go to lunch the next time I'm in LA, which is in 3 weeks. So you guys, face-to-face or voice-to-voice is going to do so much better than the equivalent of posting a poster on a telephone pole, okay? And a lot of times when we share our offerings, when even if you share an article, I told this is one of the techniques I teach in my Share Your Heart, Show Your Work online marketing class, is when you are sharing something, whether you're sharing something yours or somebody else's, take a moment to put your heart into the conversation. Don't just share the link. Talk about how it impacted you. Talk about why you're sharing it, right? But the reality is most of us just throw a link out there and we think somebody's going to respond to that. Those are the least it's not about likes. It's about engagement. And if you want to get good engagement, take it offline, face to face or voice to voice, and do better than me sending a video. I could have picked up the phone and just called her, right? And left her a message. Face-to-face and voice-to-voice, you're going to have much higher conversion ratios. One more little story about that. I remember I have a friend named Kristen. I have these intuitive painting retreats that I do at my house, and I usually do one every summer, one coming up in either June or July. I haven't selected my dates. I have to figure out what I want. And she had seen, I mean, I'd been talking about it, had almost a full group. And finally I sent her a message and I said, do you want it? She's like, I'm so interested in this, but she didn't hit the buy now button. I said, do you want to talk about it? And she said, yes. So I picked up the phone and called her and she goes, I really just wanted to know that you really want me there. And I was like, of course I want you here. You'd be welcome here. And she instantly bought a ticket, but not everybody is go straight to the buy now button, you guys. Some people, and it's not that they need to be sold in a manipulative way, but they want to know that you want their business. They want to know that you want them to be there. The same thing happened with my plantation shutters here. The dogs bark at people and have ruined the plantation shutters, which are from 1989. And so I send this email to the local and only blind person here in Denton, Texas. And I said, I need these repaired. She said, can you send a picture? If they're not Hunter Douglas, we can't repair them. I sent the pictures and I said, I don't know if they're Hunter Douglas, and if they can't be repaired, I'm open to other options. I was vague. I didn't say, because obviously if they can be repaired, I don't want to spend money on new blinds. But I basically gave her a freaking layup. And you know what she said? She wrote back and said, those are not Hunter Douglas. We can't fix them. Thanks. Bye. Sales. Faux pas. Do not do that. You've just lost somebody. So I can't do that, but would you be interested in this? Would you like to come in and see our blinds? Would you like me to send somebody to your house to measure so we can price out what replacing all of your blinds would look like? I would have said yes, and I probably would have put blinds on. Right, you guys? So face-to-face, voice-to-voice, and listen for people that want you to invite them. And then here's the last one. And this is going to end up someday being a whole class. I'm not there yet. The last business lesson. So what we've been talking about is the lessons, extraordinary lessons from an ordinary life. The last one is, what's in it for them? So these last two are business. What's in it for them? So in my Facebook group, Share Your Heart, Show Your Work, every once in a while, you know, I don't want it to be a big, now granted, I'm allowed to promote anything I want to in it because it's my group. That's how those things work. But a lot of people ask me, oh, can I share this or can I promote this? And I just don't want it to be a willy-nilly of 700 people sharing. I don't want it to be a big telephone poll. So here's what I did. Every once in a while, I'll do a Share Your Work Wednesday or a Share Your Work Saturday, and I create a thread where everybody can share their offerings. And guess what most people do? They do that telephone poll thing, right? This is my offerings. And there were a couple of people who do it, and I'm getting better at it. This is not one of my primary skills. This is something I am teaching and learning and having conversations with my sales friend, Christine, about, is the what's in it for them. What is the benefit to the person buying? Because normally we say, oh, here's my offering. This is what I'm doing. Not this is what it will do for you. Right. So I've been guilty of saying, here's Camp Starheart. When I realize what Camp Start really is it is a soul cleansing, spring cleaning refresher for your tired and weary and over political tense self. It is like a revival. It is a life and business revival weekend. Sounds so religious, but right. It's a place to come and get nourished. To come and get refilled, to come and open up your cellular structure, to open up your heart and be held and safe and belong so that you can go back out to the world and be a warrior, or go back home to your kids and be relaxed, or go back home to your business with new ideas, new energy from the inside out. We need to be replenished. And so many of us get stuck. That's what Camp Starheart does. It solves the problem of being stuck. Dry, dusty, parched, tense, feeling like we don't belong and forgetting who we are. And so we have got to learn in our everyday conversations, in our online conversations, and especially in our copy, we have got to learn to help people know what's in it for them. If I take this class, you know who's doing a really good job of this is my client, Paula. Paula's a health coach. And the other day in our group, she shared something, and she does these little short lives. Paula Rollins is her name. And I have so many friends who are health coaches, and I have worked with a couple of health coaches before, but Paula said something the other day, and it realized people don't know that that's what they can help you with. So one of the things she said, like on her list, I had my clients make a list of their wisdom and a list of the things that the problems they help people solve. And one of them was like stocking your refrigerator with easy to eat foods. And one of them was making small changes in your diet instead of huge overwhelming changes. And that was one my health coach had done. It was interesting. I had asked her about doing a cleanse, and she was like, don't you dare do a cleanse. You'll overwhelm yourself. You're already prone to overwhelm in the kitchen. She said, but let me give you a shopping list of four things that you can have in your refrigerator at all times. And you know, those four things changed my life and my thyroid issues. I didn't have to overhaul my diet. I just had to add four simple things. But she knew enough to say, let me help you add 4 things to your diet. It felt doable. Having a quote health coach is like, what are they going to do? I don't know. But so what Paula is doing really well. So today I saw she did an episode, a little shorty on walking. And she didn't just talk about and say, go walking. She said, here are some of the benefits. This is some of the benefits that you get. And so you guys, it's up to us to interact. It's up to us to inform. I'm sorry, I lost my word there. It's up to us to educate our people about what this will do for you. So if you create an offering, what will that do for somebody? They don't know. We know because we're living it, walking it, breathing it. We know it's obvious to us, but it's not obvious to your reader, to your potential clients. Y'all want to know the 4 things? Y'all are hilarious. 4 things are lemon water. Have lemon water. So here's what I did to make it even more. I used to go get lemons and cut lemons. Everybody wants to know the 4 things. I probably right now I can think of 3 off my hand. Oh no, I know the 4th one. Okay. So lemon water. And instead what I did was I bought organic already squeezed lemon juice. And so I have that while my dogs are out in the morning. I also have to take a thyroid pill in the morning 30 minutes before. So that's always tricky. But she didn't make me eliminate my coffee. She just said, please drink a cup of lemon water. A lot of you already do the lemon water. The second thing that she had me do was always keep on hand one of those rotisserie chickens. So I get a rotisserie chicken from the grocery store. And as soon as I get it home, I take everything off the bone and I put it in a bowl so that I always have that protein available. And it's tasty protein. It's good. I don't have to cook anything. I can whip that onto a sandwich. I can put some spinach on there. It's one of the things I do, like right after this, I'll just make myself a little chicken sandwich or have a piece of chicken for breakfast. So the lemon water, the chicken, and then obviously green juice. I go once a week and I get 7 bottles of green juice, and I choose to, depending on what they have, I like the organics brand in coconut water or kale greens because they're only 25 to 50 calories. If you look at green juices in the grocery store and you turn them around, a lot of them have 250 calories. They're a lot of sugar. I'm not wanting a lot of sugar. I'm wanting the greens, right? So I try to find something that's very heavy in greens and not in fruit juice. So I like the one with coconut water because it's low in calories and high in greens. So I get those. So lemon water, chicken. Yeah, this is a little subclass right here. Lemon water, chicken, the greens. And then, the other one that is real easy is, and she told me about this at Whole Foods, they have brown rice in a, like you can get frozen brown rice that takes 5 seconds to heat up. Right. There's a whole lot more that you could do, but those were so easy for me. And now I have a green juice every day, every single day. And that in itself has helped me out. Is it better if you do it yourself with your green juice thing? But I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to do it. But she knew me enough. And so that's the thing in my mind. I always thought that to work with a health coach, I'm going to have to go get a Vitamix and I'm going to have to, you know, have this relationship with all these fresh vegetables. And until I knew that there were solutions for those of us who don't do the kitchen, who don't do grocery shopping, who get overwhelmed by that. And so back to that, is what is in it for them? But see, that's what's so funny, right? Even here talking about it, and I slightly mention it, and the people watching and listening jump. They jump. They want to know. And so what can you do? Listen to this question. What can you do as somebody offering a business service or product to cause your people to jump, to want to know? You have something. One of my coaches taught me this phrase. Can I help you with that? Can I help you with that? Not just giving advice, but when you see something that you can help, can I help you with that? So right now, write a list of the things that you or your product or your service help with and get real specific, right? Because we know a lot of people are into transformation, but transformation is really broad. How specific can you get? And so I love that with Paula. She's like, I can help you make fermented foods. Well, that scares the shit out of me. I don't know what that is. But the one that got me was she said, I can help you make really tiny digestible changes in what you put in your refrigerator. Oh, okay. And that can help your clients know what's in it for them. Okay, so that's my last one. So I'm going to repeat just the headers of these. I can't remember what number zero was. Can somebody remind me what number zero was? Because I didn't have it written down. I know it's up in the comments, so let me see. Because I had one extra. Because remember, we're winging it today. Okay, let's see what number zero is. I'm gonna and drink lots of water. That's the other one. Number zero. Let's see if I can remember number zero. Thank you all so much for being here. While I'm looking for number zero, you can sign up for the, you can sign up for the show notes. There's vague show notes. I mean, like just regular show notes on the blog post every week that we do for the podcast. But if you want the extensive, super detailed show notes, I give those out to people who join my community. You can sign up for Camp Starheart because now you totally want to come that you've heard even more about it and you know how real and awesome it is. I also have just added a new page where you can get a sneak peek of all the speakers. So this week on Facebook Live, I'm interviewing and talking with all the speakers so you can feel their mojo. So you can actually have a taste, an appetizer of what's to come at Camp Starheart. And that's at campstarheart.com. And okay, so number zero is quitting. Number zero is quitting. Oh yeah, you think you want to quit? Don't quit. Rest. Don't quit. Rest. We all want to quit. Even the people who love their work, I promise you, they want to quit from time to time. Okay, so number zero, no quitting. Rest instead. Number one, slow down to speed up. Let's just do that now. Number two, clarity and wisdom drops into the empty space. All right, but we have to slow down to create empty space. Number three, allow yourself pleasure. Allow yourself pleasure. Number four, you really do need it. And I'm hesitant to use that word because I think we have so much within us, but we were not born to be alone. We need face-to-face connection, closeness, conversation, and interaction. Go get face-to-face with somebody. Go get in a small group. Go get in a large group. Go be a part of community. I don't care if your community is one other person, but get out of your house, get from behind your computer and your device, and go connect with people. Number five, be clear with yourself and with the universe exactly what you want. Be clear with what you want. Be precisely clear with what you want. And then the two business ones. So number six is business-wise, face-to-face and voice-to-voice are always going to do better than any kind of telephone pole electronic communication. Face-to-face and voice-to-voice is the greatest way to make an invitation to somebody. Face-to-face and voice-to-voice connections, 1,000 times better. It's one of the reasons we do these live streams, because it's the electronic version of face-to-face. So it's in the middle of the chart. It works. It's good. It's good to connect with your people. But even better is face-to-face and voice-to-voice. And then number eight, what's in it for them? You need to figure out your language for your products, your service, and your offerings. What is the benefit of them? And if you're in the Share Your Heart, Show Your Work group, so if you're in my free Facebook group, Share Your Heart, Show Your Work, there is a file in there that says before and after. It's a great little chart that works you through helping you to know what the after is when people work with you. What problems have you solved? What relief have you given? What's in it for them? Because we are tending to come from what's in it for us. What's in it for them? So that's what I have, you guys. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. You know what I love? I had no idea how long this would take, and it took exactly an hour, which is what my intention is, to spend an hour with you. I really appreciate this opportunity. I appreciate those of you who come live. I appreciate you replay viewers, and I really appreciate you podcast viewers. I'm having so much fun turning this into a podcast and watching it spread. You can listen anytime. I'm going to go today. That's what I do when I'm walking. I listen to podcasts. So at allisoncrow.com/better is all that you can find. The show notes, you can find the, you can subscribe to the podcast on what, not just iTunes, but some of you like Stitcher. Some of you like Google Play. Not everybody likes iTunes, but that is all there. I always appreciate when you share or let somebody else know about the work that I do with and for you guys. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.alisoncrowe.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.alisoncrowe.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better. Better is better.